Lesson 14. David knew his grandmother missed Mexico. She walked with him on the beach and talked about the friends she had left behind. She let the waves lap at her feet as she stared out across the gulf towards Mexico. Their neighbor's dog, which had followed them on their walk, licked her ankle and whined. "Old dog," Abuelita said in Spanish, "are you hungry? Your master should feed you." She shook her head. David's grandmother didn't trust their neighbor, Mrs. Bass. She didn't trust anyone who didn't speak Spanish. David thought that if his grandmother made some friends, she might be happier. "I don't think Mrs. Bass takes good care of the dog, Abuelita," said David. The old woman said in Spanish, "Let's go home and feed this poor old dog." They made their way to the house where they lived. The dog lay down on the porch. Abuelita took some meat from the refrigerator and put it in a bowl in front of the dog. David and his grandmother watched him mouth the meat and whine. "Why isn't he eating?" David asked. Abuelita bent down in front of the dog and touched his head. When she felt with her fingers along his jaw, he pulled back and barked. "It's all right, old dog," she scratched behind his ears. "I won't hurt you again." "What's wrong with him?" David asked. "He has a toothache, I think," said his grandmother. The front screen door slammed at Mrs. Bass's house. In her high old lady's voice, she called for the dog. "General! General, where are you?" "He's over here, Mrs. Bass," David called in English. Mrs. Bass shyly stuck her head around the bushes. "Good morning," she said. "Good morning," said David. Abuelita nodded stiffly. "We thought he was hungry," said David, "but he won't eat." "I know," Mrs. Bass shook her head sadly. "Poor General, I don't know what to do. I can't get him to eat anything." "My grandmother thinks he has a toothache," said David. "Really?" Mrs. Bass looked at Abuelita in surprise. "A toothache? Is that all it is?" David could tell that his grandmother was proud of having solved the problem. Abuelita nodded again, this time with a little smile. "Creo que sí. I think so." "I'll take him to the vet." Mrs. Bass looked at David with tearful eyes. "I'm so glad it's only that. He's so old, I thought. I was afraid it was something much worse." She turned to Abuelita. "Thank you. Gracias." Without looking up, Abuelita said in English, "You are welcome."